Now, Stone Temple Pilots, they get sort of a weird reputation. I think where they stand now among people is that they're one of the great bands to come out of sort of that scene, and one of the few bands to sort of make it out of the 90s from that scene that didn't sort of implode before 1996. But anyways, during their sort of heyday, a lot of people kind of just called them a grunge ripoff because they weren't from Seattle. They were an LA band. But very quickly, they sort of adapted creatively and then showed everything they could do creatively that made them into an actual band that people have grown to love and respect for how awesome they were. Now, they formed in like 1990, I think, and very quickly started playing shows around LA and then getting a record contract. And their first album, which was called Core, was great. It had a few breakout songs with Creep and Plush. And yeah, but very sort of grunge influenced. You can tell that they're definitely a heavier style band, and at the time maybe didn't know what to do with exactly their sound, but they started off with grunge and then adapted into something greater. But the first song that I'm going to play by Stone Temple Pilots is Dead and Bloated off their first album, Core. So coming right up.
I am smelling like the roses, somebody gave me. just like